Wednesday, 30th of September, Yud Beis Tishri, Reb Tzvi Leibovich, the Beis HaMikdash.
Good morning, everybody. I'm very honored to be here today. Mr. Iskovich is a bigger cause for Toiv. Sometimes people like to run organizations, and they want to keep it for themselves. And we have a school down the road, that's another Shalvian, and we always need guest speakers, and Mr. Iskovich is so kind always. Not only he brings them here, but he helps smooth them on paths, and we're very grateful to him. He wants Be'enmith to be Marvitz Torah, not just to have a nice thing over here, so we're very makitov for that. Now, the subject today is the Beis HaMikdash. There's two parts we could talk about, Betz, and one part is posher practical things, running through a little bit quickly. The Tzuras HaBayis, which may be interesting for some people, especially with davening now, the whole time that the Bnei Yisrael was called the Beis HaMikdash, was something we're thinking about the whole time, so maybe we know a little bit what it's all about. Some things are quite straightforward, some things a little bit more puzzling. However, I'm going to try to run through a little bit before that, just a bit of basic halachos about the Beis HaMikdash, and something very interesting that we all say constantly in davening, and perhaps we'd like to understand a bit more in depth. We say in Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. We're all familiar with that. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. David HaMelech got up and he was going to make a Chanukah Sabayis. He's going to start the Beis HaMikdash, and he made a special song for that. Right? Now I would expect to go on, and we're going to be walking through the Beis HaMikdash. So what goes on? Pasuk Beis Aramimcha Hashem Kedilisoni. No connection at all. The gentleman picked it up. Aramimcha Hashem Kedilisoni. I want to thank you. He lifted me up, but he didn't let my enemies be happy. Hashem alekoy shivat elech v'tipeni, you healed me. Agantz, the whole arichos over here, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he healed them. What's going on? What's the connection to Chanukah's Habayis LeDavid? And we say this again and again. And I must admit, Rabbim, I think quite a few people can hear this. I never thought about this before. I had to prepare the shiur for here. So I looked in Devin Ezra. And the Eben Ezra sends us to quite an interesting, a different capital Tillin. Because he says over here, so it's a little bit interesting, which enemy we're talking about? I want to thank you, Hashem, you didn't let my enemies be happy. What enemy? What's going on? So the Eben Ezra sends us to Mem Aleph, capital Mem Aleph. And over there it says a little bit more detail, a little bit more. It says Azoy. Then it says, Hashem Yisodenu al Eretz Dvoi. Hashem should help me on my sick bed. He's very sick of the Melech. And then it says like this, Oy vayomru, my enemy say, Ra'aloi, Ra'ali. It'll be bad for him. Mosayom Yomus. When will this fellow die? Referring to David HaMelech. V'ovad Shemoy, and his name will be wiped out. What is going on? What's the story behind this twiddle tiddle? So the Brisker of in the Sefer HaTorah has a beautiful explanation. Beautiful explanation. Mamish Moiradik. It brings the Yalkut Shemoini in Divrei Hayomim. You know the Yalkut Shemoini, the two volumes, they made it out. Eight, I don't know, but the context is the same. In Divrei Hayomim, maybe one wants to look it up. Tof Reish Pei Aleph. So Dovah Chiddush. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave the Torah in Har Sinai, there's something else he gave to Moshe. The Rebbeinu Shlomo, when he gave the Torah in Har Sinai, something else he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. Besides the Luchos, a Megillah, the scroll containing all the details of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Now we know is that David HaMelech had the Nevuah from God. It says clearly, Yalkut HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says over there, he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'amido. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing. And it brings a pasuk. It's a famous pasuk. It says, "Va'ata poi amoy dimodi." Stand here. Then the Yalkut goes on, and it says that Moshe Rabbeinu passed on that Megillah to Yeshua, standing. Yeshua passed on the Megillah to Zekenim, standing. Every time by me, it brings Tzukim. But the time that it was given over, he said, I don't know exactly, he doesn't have the pasuk, but it was all about me though. And it carried on that way to Zekenim, to the Nevi'im, to David, and David wanted to give it to Shlomo HaMelech. Now what happened was, Shlomo HaMelech became ill. He was ill. He fell ill. He wasn't well. He could not stand. So you realize what's going on here? If David HaMelech can't stand, so the whole chain is broken. So I was thinking, no, look, you hold them up, what's the big deal? But we know, Moshe, we have to say vidui, sure we went through the halachas of here, if it's a chiyuv amid, if you're leaning on something, that if they pull that away, you'll fall down. It's not called standing. You have to be able to stand on your own feet. He was so unwell, he wasn't able to stand. And that means that the whole Beis HaMikdash is gonna collapse, this whole idea. Because if he can't give to his son the Megillah standing, that's it. The Beis HaMikdash is lost. What's gonna happen? And his enemies were praying for this. Now the Biskarov in the Sefer HaTorah, he was very medayek, interesting, he wrote, they prayed for this. It's interesting. Now see somebody show him just, they also thought they meant the Rabbanu Shloimeh. You know, he says, Mamrim Ha'isim Im Hashem. They always go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But they were praying for this. And the whole thing is going to collapse. There's no Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be? We're going to Makrif Kabonis. What do these enemies want? Well, we were 360 odd years in Shiloh to carry on. Right? And you know, the Bnei Ephraim weren't very happy about David the Melech taking over. There's always this rift between Bnei Ephraim and Bnei David. They weren't very happy. So anyway, they were hoping this is what's going to happen. Now, the question is, why does that mean Ovad Shemoy? Why will David the Melech's name be wiped out? Well, still, Shlomo will be the king, and it's Malchus based David. Why will his name be wiped out? So the Biskarov goes there, and he weaves a beautiful thing. He shows us a chiddush that Malchus based David, the kingdom of David, is connected to Yerushalayim. If there's no Yerushalayim, there's no Malchus based David. There's no Malchus based David, there's no Yerushalayim. It's a chiddush. He brings beautiful rais. We're not going to bring all the rais, because we want to get on with it. But a few rais he brings. So he brings Psukim and Malachim. He says that one Psukim Malachim is Aleph Yud Aleph. One wants to look it up. Vashivetu Echad Yeloi. Talking about when HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided, gave away to Yerovam, the 10 tribes. He says, Vashivetu Echad Yeloi, Leman Avdi David, Uleman Yerushalayim. Leman Avdi David. Why was one Shevet left by David? Because of David. What's Yerushalayim coming to the picture? Because there's no David, there's no Yerushalayim. Then with another Psukim, in Melachim Tezvav Dalet, Lohokim is Benoy Achrov, Ulahamid es Yerushalayim. Why Yerushalayim? We're talking about Malchus Beis David. Says Biskirov, without Beis David, there's no Yerushalayim. And he says in Shemoneser, we say Yerushalayim Ircho Belachim Toshiv. What do we say in the end of Yerushalayim? We say over there, Chisei David, Meid Losoich Atochit. Where did Chisei David come into Yerushalayim? Okay, we have to daven for Chisei. That's Tzemach David. So really we're davening for Yerushalayim, but without David, no Yerushalayim. And the Gemara in Brochas Afem Ches says, Legabet Birchas Amozen, if you don't say Erachim, no. You don't say, Boini Yerushalayim, Malchus Beis David, you're not Yimekayim the Mitzvah. You cannot Mekayim, because you can't restore Yerushalayim without Malchus Beis David. So this is what's going on. They said, Mosar Yomus. Or he won't be able to stand up, he won't be able to give the Megillah over, the scroll over to his son. If there's no scroll, there's no Beis HaMikdash. The whole Yerushalayim is only the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't just a nice town. The Yerushalayim is the Beis HaMikdash, obviously. Right? So if there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Yerushalayim. There's no Yerushalayim, there's no Malchus Beis David. The whole thing collapses. And this is what we say over here. So in the end, it was said in the end of Mem Aleph, Shteta Zoy. Ani besumi tomach tobi. You, Rebbeinu Shloim, you held me, but that's veni lefonecho lo oilom. That's how it finishes on Mem Aleph. That because you made me well, and I was able to stand on my feet and give over this scroll to my son, so therefore the Beis HaMikdash was built, and now I'm able to stand forever and ever, as we know that Malchus Beis David, that's what we say, Dovid Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayom. What does that mean? It means that Malchus Beis David is Chai V'Kayom. Now let's go back to Kapitel Lamed, now we understand. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayat HaDavid. And finally they build the Beis HaMikdash, they would say this Mizmor. Are Mimcha Hashem Kidlisoni V'Loi Simach To'Evali. We didn't let my enemies be happy, because I was able to do what I needed to do. That's a little Hagdoma, just understanding things that we say every day. I thought it's important. Now, let's move on a little bit to the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, I brought here a little model. I teach in school, so I know it's important just to keep, one sees what's going on. We'll maybe go into this soon. I have over here, brought some Rambam. Rambam said Azoy. The Rambam is in Hilchot Beis HaBechira, Perik Aleph, Halocha Aleph. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Asei, Lashu is Bayis Lashem. It's a the mitzvah say to make your house for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mukhon prepared Lias Makriven Boy HaKorbanos to bring up offerings, the Choygigin Olof Sholosh Pom Bashona, and 3 times a year one should go there and celebrate the Yom Tov. Where's the mitzvah from? Shenema the Osu Li Mikdosh. So the Rambam goes all the way back to the Pasuk in Shmoik, but also the Mikdosh, make me a Mikdosh, and it says, V'shachanti B'soicha. Well, really we could say, how did the Rambam know this is a mitzvah to build a Mikdosh in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe the Mishkan should just carry on with them. How do you know it's a chiv to build such a building? So says the Rambam, as a state azoi, V'kvan espalish b'toyre Mishkan sh'osa Moshe. So the Rambam really is asking the Kashi. He says, it says in the Torah the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made. The Rambam says, V'hoye l'fi shah. That Mishkan is only temporary. It can't be that was the one we're talking about. How do we know? No, maybe just carry on. Bring the Mishkan into Yerushalayim. He says, because it says in Pasuk, Ki lo yivosem ad ato lamenucha v'lanachlo. We didn't come yet to the right place, and when we come to the right place, we're able. So we see clearly that the mitzvah, also the Mikdosh, is, he believes that this mitzvah is a thing that carries on always, and because it's mentioned in the Torah, the Mishkan is only temporary, so it must be that you have to build a proper building. The detail of this building is not mentioned. It's mentioned in the Rambam, but it's not mentioned how we know about this. But we know the Yalka, we know the background to it. The Kesef Mishnah brings the smag, Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, and he argues, he says that the Makor, to build a Bais Mikdash, is not this Pasuk. He argues. And he says, he brings the Pasuk, and he says, Sholosh Mitzvahs in Stav Yisrael, the 3 Mitzvahs Eden are commanded when they come into Yisrael. After they managed to fight with all the enemies, make a melech, etc. Then it says, "Vavatem asayadem v'yishavtem ba'aretz v'achakach v'hoyu amokim ashivcha Hashem alekeichem l'shakim shmoy shom shomo toviu es kol asher noichim mitzave etzchem." It will be the place that I will choose. That's where you should bring your offering. He says that is the pasuk. What's the machlokes? Why doesn't the Rama want that pasuk, and why doesn't he like the Rama's pasuk? So I think that's him. We said half of it already. We explained because the smuggle thinks that the pasuk also the Mikdash is only in the Midbar. It's nothing to do with actual Yerushalayim. Also the Mikdash Shanti B'Toycham, build the Mishkan. Once that's over, where's the new mitzvah? He says the mitzvah is in the beginning of Rei. The smug disagrees. He says no. That's why the smug doesn't want the Rambam's pasuk. The Rambam doesn't agree to the smug's pasuk because he says that's not a tzivu. It's just saying what's going to happen. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. It's simple devarim. You come over, and there'll be a place, and you build something. It's not a tzivui to make the Mikdash. So now we know already the machloikis. What's the source you have to build the Beis HaMikdash? Should be built in our days. Now let's move on to the next phrase. Okay, we know we have to build the Beis HaMikdash. Who has to build the Beis HaMikdash? Who has to do this? It's a shame, you have to build. Who has to do it? Unfortunately, I won't, if I'm still in my job by then, I will be exempt of the mitzvah. We'll soon see why. We'll soon see, unfortunately. I tell my boys this when they want to go home early. We'll read you the Rambam in a minute. Yeah. The Rambam says, this is a Perik Aleph. Halacha Yud Beis, at least some people taking notes. I didn't know this beforehand, it wasn't cold, it's a bit scary. Check it out, but sure, good job, I was prepared properly. You'll tell me later anyway. Beis HaBchir again, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud, Beis. Steht das euch. V'hakoil chayovin livnois. Everybody's mechoyf to build. Okay, so we have to maybe run up the streets. Build, yeah, physically build, not everybody can do that. But then it carries on, v'lisayid ba'atzmom, and to help themselves, with their money, it gets a bit easier maybe, right? Anoshim, men, Vinoshim, and women are a big building force. Kimikdosh Hamidbar, like the Mikdosh and the Midbar. I don't know why I call it Mishkan. So again, I think Rambam Lishitos, so the Rambam says, where do you learn out the Chiyu to build a Beis HaMikdash? From the Mishkan. No, and the Mishkan, women also Mechoy. We'll soon go into that. Where do you know that the Mishkan is Mechoy? I know everybody thinking of certain Psukim. Well, he would only have to say in a minute. Okay? So, Kimikdash, then it goes on. Ve'im mevatlin t'nukash b'srabon. Lebinyan. You're not mevatl children that learn Torah to build. And Baruch Hashem, I'm a teacher of children, so the children can't be alone there, right? think that I'll have to carry on the building work that we're doing now, building the little Beis HaMikdash. It's always a little lenient. Sometimes the boys feel themselves, people are off on holidays, and we're still in school. So I tell them, which is a true thing, you know, imagine Mashiach, we hear the shofar, and the Olam is electrified. We're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're waiting for thousands of years to make the Korban Tomid. And all the big people that are in big business are closing their business. The banks are closed and they're rolling up their sleeves physically. They're going to get going and build the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to get involved and they're sweating away and they see we're not going to make it. We're not going to manage to make Tomid Shel Shachar or Tomid Shel Benabbat. We're not going to make it.
Right.
Because the building is not done. There's a big job. Look at this. Certain things the Ma'akev will soon see. What's Ma'akev exactly? We're not just going to make it. So somebody comes with a brilliant idea. We call the schoolboys in. Yeah, to mix the cement and to schlep the bricks. 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, that's such a force. So they ask the Sanhedrin, what will Mashiach say? No. We'll wait another day. And we'll need to wait another day, even if it takes another week. You carry on learning Torah. You boys, your Torah is more precious than Kodesh Baruch Hu than the Mikdash. I told this to my children, which is true, it's the Rambam. Sure. And the Rebbe's are the parents. If there's no Rebbe, the father is mechoyf to learn with the son. So I think when a father learns with the son Torah, he should know the chshivus. It's more than building the Beis HaMikdash. I'm always happy. I don't have time to go to school. Yeah, I can tell you the, what's worse when a father learns with the son. They don't dream to a Rebbe. Bishnam to levanecho ila talmidim. The Rebbe has to try to be a father, but a father is zecha father. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the Indian. So we just said over here, like we have to build the Beis HaMikdash, men and women and children are part of it. Now, how do you know women have to build a Beis HaMikdash? What does the Olam think of here? Where do you see in the Midbar the women have to build? V'anoshim tovu. What? Then it's okay. Any other psukim? There's another pasuk as well. Who brought in the Dovah Samishkin? V'avoyu hanoshim al hanoshim. So you got women were involved, they're coming, they're bringing their things. Now the emeth is, another biskir of Alatoy, everyone is mamish. He says very interesting to that. But we can't bring a raya, the chiv, to build from a thing that people did voluntarily. You mechuyiv to bring, what is the loshen in truma? The yikchu li truma, me'ez kolish, what does the yikchu mean? Is that a voluntary thing or tzivui?
Tzivui.
Yikchu is a tzivui. Take. Also, the gentleman says, my gan sarai, I don't know the kashi, b'chuyiv to take. What does it carry on? Meis kolish asher? So this is a bit of a stira. I have to take. From who? From whoever wants to give. They don't want to give. I can't take. The Beis Torah says, I'm out there. Who is the mitzvah to build the Beis Mikdash on? We'll soon go into that. It's on the tzivu. Is the whole community together has to build the Beis Mikdash. Every individual, as a community, has to make sure the Beis Mikdash is built. But the Nedavos is the thing you give if you want to give. You don't have to give. If somebody says, no, I'm not giving. I wasn't chol to beg, I'm not giving. Yeah? Will you get the oimish for that? It'll be a pity, but you won't get the oimish. So maybe this part of that ve'evoyu hanoshim, al hanoshim, is not really a raya de mechuyev. The Rambam says here, let's go back to Rambam, it's not who wants to build, who's allowed to build. If it would be the Allah who's allowed to build, who can contribute, okay, women can contribute. Well, the Loshna Rambam, let's see this again. The Hakol Chayovim. So how can you see from that possibly, Voyu Anoshim, Al Anoshim. They were very nice, they came, they gave it a dollar. Okay, the other possibly, the other gentleman said over here, that Chol Isho Chachmas Leiv Biodeo Tovu Esu Izim. They went, and they wove with interesting Rashi, they wove on the Izim. You're going to say, well, the Chol is the same problem, because they did it. It's voluntary. The Amish is a careful mission to bring both Pesukim. So I don't take another. He brings both Pesukim. But I saw the nice Mahalach, how the Tovu, that's better. Why is the Tovu better? The Tois and Gittin, that Memhei Omid Beis. Gittin Memhei Omid Beis. Thought Azoi. The Rebbein Atam says, certain things have to be lishma. The Moshal Tzitzis, you can't just go and get any old Tzitzis. Has he made lishma, l'shem ha-mitzvah. Who can make Tzitzis l'shem ha-mitzvah? Says Rebbein Atam, only somebody that's mechoyev. If he has a chiyuv to wear Tzitzis, so he's able to make Tzitzis l'shma. Now, Beit HaMikdash has to be made Lishma?
Yeah. Also the Mikdash.
It has to be made Lishma. Where the Rambam on that? Oh, the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf says the Mikdash has to be made Lishma. And if somebody makes something for himself, Lamashul, he makes himself, it's a kiyoy. Yeah? Nice kiyoy at home. He says, you know, I'll give it to the Mikdash. No good. You have to make it Lishma. Lishep. So let's go back now. So the women were building the Mishkan. They actually made things for the Mishkan. They wove these yiriyot to Izim. If they wouldn't be mechoyev to make it, they wouldn't be able to give it. So I think that's quite a good raya. According to the Rebbeinu Tam, don't you probably not all the Shere agree to the Rebbeinu Tam, but it's a shtickle mahalach, right? How to explain that it must be that they're mechoyev, because if not, they wouldn't be able to make it. Okay. Same. Now let's move on. It's getting very late. Okay, so we know already we have to build a Bais HaMikdash. We know already the background. We know already who has to build a Bais HaMikdash. Now, when do you have to build a Bais HaMikdash? Well, if it says when Mashiach comes, yeah? Okay? What happens when Mashiach comes after Shkia? By night. So the Rambam Azoy. Same Rambam before. Aleph, Yud Beis. I skipped the beginning. Right? Because Mashtigal Torah sound better. To be honest. Ein boin es ha-mikdash ba-layla. You don't build the Bais HaMikdash by night. You don't build the Bais HaMikdash by night. Shenema. I'm sure everybody can imagine the pasuk. U'b'yoyim. Hakim. Moshe es ha-mishkan. V'yom hakim es ha-mishkan, sorry. B'yoyim ha-kimem lui ba-layla. B'day and not by night. So again, Rambam l'shitasi, you learned that from the mishkan. I don't know what the smag will do. I don't know the smag, because he learned that from somewhere else. There it doesn't say. So maybe according to the smag, he could build by night. I don't know. Maybe you learn Yemakish, one Mikdash to the other. Here to build Mishkan. Here to Mikdash. You don't have all the halachas. L'choyer, it's a memutzin, the Mishkan you learn out. But I won't get involved in that, because it's...
Leave your stops and carry on.
Yeah, so the Rambam says over here, B'yem makim v'le b'layla, v'oiz kim b'binyam alois ha-shacha, atzeis ha-kichovim. From the Alois and still say the Gechavim. Zelda, yeah? Talk about Shkia, different time, yeah? Okay, a long day's work. It's interesting, it says of Makimim, they stand, why don't they write Boinim? I just realized now. It says, Ein Boinim that's a Mikdash Balailo, Shinema, B'yoim Hokim, that's a B'yoim Makimim, because he learned it out from Hokim, he says the Losh Makim. The Lamais for us is building. Sorry. So now I think everybody over here understands where I'm driving, what point I'm trying to get at. Who's hired to build? Men. And women. When do you build? By day and not by night. So it's a mitzvah asay. Shazman geroma. So why are women mechoyev? That's a problem. And the Rambam says it as Ibrahim Shochecho. Boom. I looked. So I went to check the Mechas Chinuch. I thought I'd be lucky. Yeah? I thought I would check the Mechas Chinuch. It's getting very late. I want to talk about this a little bit. Check. I checked the Mechas Chinuch. Yeah? And the Mechas Chinuch. No problems at all. If you look at how it moves into the beginning of the mitzvah, end of the mitzvah, it's a chelik of karmel, which mitzvah. So the kid says, he said, yeah, brings it then, they ain't going to balayla, later on, he doesn't mention anything. This is a shtickle problem, quite obvious problem over here. So, and the emes is, if you go in the second tradition, building a Bais HaMikdash is a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah that happened once, yeah? It's a mitzvah to build a Bais HaMikdash. The sugya for mitzvah that was mangaramas and kedushin daf lamed dalet. All along Gemara, it's very nice. The Gemara was working out, how do you know that noshma potem is eshav mangaramas, in and out. So the Gemara works with bring shnei ksuv mavoyim ke'echot, two psukim that come for the same thing, and it's hakel and matzah. These two mitzvahs are noshma mechoyev, and it's mangaramas, and shleik to Mabon Keachod, ain't melandim. Then the Gemara is going to ask, Honi Chalamando, very good according to the Mandom, says, two shleik to Mabon Keachod, ain't melandim. Right? But Lamandoma, shleik to Mabon Keachod, melandim. What can you do? I just want to explain this very quick. If you come into to a place, you say, excuse me, tell somebody something, right? It's not that going to get to him, right? You say, we're davening upstairs now. You tell one person. That means only he should come upstairs. You mean everybody. If you tell him and him, we're davening upstairs, that means only these two. That's the idea of Shnei Ksuvim Mavoyim Ke'echod. If it says, so it's important to point that out, right? If you say two people, if you tell one guy, davening upstairs, and him and everybody else. You say him and him, so other people think maybe I'm not invited. That's idea of Shniksu and Bom Kechon. But there's a man davening that says Shniksu and Bom Kechon Melamdim. We do learn from that Kol HaTorah. The Gemara is a whole Amud Gemara. Why does the Gemara bring the third mitzvah of being Beis HaMikdash? It's mitzvah Hashazman Geroma. So we see clearly that the Gemara holds, like the Rambam, that it's not a mitzvah Hashazman Geroma. Why? So we'll see a couple of answers. The Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, he brings the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash, and he also includes in this mitzvah the Kelim. He says, he brings the Kelim as well, to build the Mezveach, to build all these things. It's a mitzvah. The Lashon of Sefer HaMitzvahs is, and all these things. Okay. So now, what does it say by building the Beis Hamikdash? What does it say? Byoim Hokim Moshe et Hamishkan. The Ochran Neim Masechet Sukkah says that Mishkan doesn't include Kelim. The Kelim is not Mishkan. There's Mishkan, but it's clear Mishkan. So that's the answer. Because including in the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash, it has Kelim as well. The menorah, etc., etc. Those things you can build by night as well. So Enochanam attack the actual Beis HaMikdash. You can't set up the walls. But still, women are still involved in the mitzvah. That's one mahalach. How do we explain that? One mahalach. We'll see another mahalach. The fact that you can't build the Beis HaMikdash by Yom Tov, Lamashu. You can't be Mechal Yom Tov. Does that could make it Zman Geroma? The fact that you can't build because it's Chilul Yom Tov. What does Zman Geroma mean? Yom Tov is tying my hands, Achak. Yom Tov doesn't allow me to build because it's an Issa. But if I would build it on Yom Tov, I don't know, I think doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah Bov Arela, okay, that's Shmuz. So who says that by Laila, if you build by night, it's possible? Could be if he built by night the Beis HaMikdash, Taka, Ein Boinim, right? But who said it's possible? Could be, and the Michas Chinuch Taka says so. He says, Ein Boinim by Laila, but if you build it by night, it's not possible. So again, it's not Zman Geroma. If you're going to start putting on tefillin on Shabbos, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. You can eat matzah now, and blow shoyt for Pesach, right? You're not Mekayim the mitzvah at all. But Lamaiti, Ein Boinim by Laila, because it's possible. Michas Chinuch says that it doesn't pass. So maybe that could be another mahalach, that the etzem you could build by night. However, on the margin of the Mechas Chinuch on the bottom, he is Mitzayin and Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi says it is possible. If you build by night, the Mikdash is possible. But Yerushalmi goes on and says something very funny. He says, yeah, but if it's kosher for avoid us Laila. So that helps us out, that saves us, right? It's not possible to build by avoid us Laila. So imagine, for some odd reason, obviously, you won't build the Beis Hamikdash by Laila because you can't do all Avodas Yom. But imagine you can't build it by day. But Shumayim, you can only build the Beis Hamikdash by Laila. So we'll make it by Laila. Chosh do Avodas Laila. We'll do the Chveis. The Zman Domer says you can light the Menorah by night. So it's still, we still have a mahalach for the women that is not a Zman Geroma. Ooh, another one more minute. I'll just throw in very, very fast. Okay, the Turi Evan in Chagiga says a gewaldige thing. He says a Yisod. What does it mean, Mitzvah Shazman Geroma? He says, if you didn't eat matzah on Pesach, the next Pesach, you'd be mashkin the same mitzvah? No, it's a new mitzvah. Right? It's a new mitzvah. But some mitzvahs, lamashl, he's talking, brings raya there from smicha, you didn't need to be soymach on a korban, he brings raya from burning noisa, he brings the raya. All these mitzvahs, you have to do this mitzvah. What happens if by night you can't do it? The next morning, the same mitzvah's there. There's just a little time in the middle he couldn't do it. He said, that's not called mitzvah eser shehazman geroma. Zman geroma means that there's a time that I can't do the mitzvah and tomorrow is a new mitzvah. Lamoshal matzah, I didn't need matzah this year, right? Next year's matzah, I'm time last year's matzah, but no chiva matzah. So being based mitzvah, I build by day, by night comes I stop, and by day I carry on, I finish off the mitzvah. So maybe according to the Turi Evan, right? There's bechlal not a kasha, because there's a proper mitzvah eser shazman geroma. I was told to finish on time, and I will. Have a good day.